We did the first survey, statewide survey of Minnesota architecture that had ever been done. We produced a guidebook to our Minnesota architecture, which I'd love to be able to update someday. I don't think it's really been updated in a full form. We raised a lot of money. We had people traveling the state, taking photographs, doing research for at least 3 years, I think, before the project. And at the same time, we did a historical survey of Minnesota art. And we restored a lot of paintings. We brought things out of a lot of attics. We put them together in a way that gave people an impression that Minnesota has a lot of good artists and had been a player. By traveling it throughout the state, we were able to expand our reach because we didn't have much space here. We could never have had that exhibition here. But by sending it around statewide, we were able to bring the art and the architecture to everybody around the state. And it was really the kickoff of a statewide traveling exhibitions program that we ran for more than 10 years, taking real art to small communities all around the state. Not reproductions, not poster exhibits, but real art exhibits. And we worked with lots of different kinds of organizations. In the end, I think we were traveling about 8 exhibitions a year to 8 different communities. So it was a huge outreach effort. And it really got our name known in lots of places where we wouldn't have ever been known before, as well as bringing the resources of the university and of the Twin Cities to those smaller communities. Mm-hmm.